The midterm elections are less than 50 days away, and Senate Democrats are playing defense and offense at the same time. More than half of the 49-member caucus is up for re-election this year. Democrats have to hold on to all of those seats, plus pick up two more in order to win control of the Senate. This week for our Senate Tracker series, we're taking a look at Wisconsin's Senate race, where Democrat incumbent Tammy Baldwin is facing Republican challenger Leah Vukmir. Laura White covers state politics for Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison. Laura, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And let's start with Senator Baldwin. She is a first-term senator trying to make it to two terms right now. She is the most liberal of the 10 Democrats up for re-election in states that Trump won. Tell us more about her.
So Baldwin has been a political figure in Wisconsin for quite a long time now. She served three terms in the state legislature before she was elected to the House in 1998. And then, of course, as you mentioned, to the Senate in 2012. And that other thing that you mentioned about her voting record and how people perceive her as a liberal senator is something that has really been picked up on in this campaign. Her opponent, Leah Vukmir, is trying to paint her as sort of a far left liberal who's out of touch and unrealistic.
And let's listen to one of her ads. This is from August, when the Republican primary was still going on.
This message.
Who'll stand up for Wisconsin jobs? Tammy Baldwin has worked to make sure our government buys American and hires American. But Leah Vukmir and Kevin Nicholson disagree. Vukmir says buying American is too expensive. And new reports.
So that's interesting to hear that. If you didn't know, you might think that that person doing that ad is a Republican, because buy American sounds like something President Trump would say.
That's right. That's been a really interesting dynamic in this race as well. So Baldwin has really played up that particular area of agreement that she has with President Trump. So he came to Wisconsin several months ago and said that he completely 100% backed her Buy America legislation, which would require America to purchase American-made steel for certain infrastructure projects and certain water projects. And so she has said, hey, look at me. I can be bipartisan. I can work with the president on things. I'm not just going to blindly push back on him. And she and Wisconsin reporters, honestly, have tried to get her Republican opponents, whether that was the two opponents that faced each other in the primary or Vukmir now, to say where they stand on this Buy America legislation. And they haven't been exactly forthcoming about their opinions on it.
Well, tell us about Leah Vukmir. She is a former nurse and has emerged as a formidable contender. What should we know about her?
So Vukmir is a really interesting candidate, I think, even for people outside of Wisconsin, because people, I think, outside of Wisconsin, it's safe to say, if you're tuned into politics, you know who Scott Walker is, our governor. He had his short-lived presidential bid. And Leah Vukmir is kind of the product of Scott Walker's Wisconsin Republican political machine in a lot of ways.
Let's listen to one of her ads. This one opens in a darkened house as the answering machine plays menacing voicemails in the background. Vukmir is sitting at the table with a handgun on it.
I know where you live, and I'm going to come for you. You're going to die, and I'm going to be the one who does it.
Ever have someone threaten your life for what you believe in? I have. When Scott Walker and I beat the union bosses, cut billions in taxes, and defunded Planned Parenthood, the left couldn't take it. With President Trump, we can do the same in Washington. Standing on principle takes guts. I know what it takes. I'm Leah Vukmir.
Tell us about what she's talking about in this ad.
So I believe she is referencing voicemails that she received when our Act 10 legislation, which those from outside Wisconsin who aren't necessarily familiar with that vernacular here, those are the collective bargaining changes that Scott Walker pushed shortly after taking office that rolled back a lot of the collective bargaining rights of state employees in Wisconsin. And so Vukmir received some of those voicemails, I believe, during the process of that legislation moving through the legislature, which was, of course, incredibly polarizing. There were a lot of protesters at the Capitol, particularly teachers. That was a big population that was there for the protests. And Vukmir saying that, you know, they were using violent language, but she says that she wasn't intimidated by it in a way that would deter her or derail her from her political goals. And she's hoping that really resonates with voters, I think.
So when we hear those two ads, and we're talking about unions and we're talking about buying American, it sounds like the economy is the big issue in Wisconsin. Is that the case, or what are the big issues voters are caring about this year?
Well, the economy is certainly a big issue, but I think in this particular Senate race, it's been interesting to see healthcare really rise to the forefront. Most political reporters that you talk to in Wisconsin would agree that healthcare is really the main thing that these candidates are tangling over right now. And I think that's for two reasons. One, Vukmir is a nurse, and so she's sort of talked about her experience and how that's informed her legislating. And, of course, the Affordable Care Act was something that Senator Baldwin worked on in the U.S. Senate. She was part of drafting the Affordable Care Act, was, you know, active in that. Mm-hmm. And she has also talked about her personal experiences with healthcare. She had a childhood illness that was fairly serious. So both of these women bring a personal perspective to the healthcare debate, and combine that with the fact that, you know, a possible repeal of the Affordable Care Act or keeping the Affordable Care Act and changing it up a little bit is really at the forefront of a national debate on politics. I think that kind of creates a perfect storm for it to be really the central issue in this Senate race.
What about the Kavanaugh hearings for the Supreme Court and that nomination? Is that playing into this race? Baldwin has already said she plans to vote no. Mm-hmm. Could that be a problem for her come November?
You know, I think that that's something that has certainly come up. Baldwin at first said she was going to meet with Kavanaugh, she was going to evaluate his record, and then she would make a decision. Pretty shortly after that, she said, I'm going to vote no, I know enough now. And now with these recent allegations, Vukmir has come to Kavanaugh's defense. So there's certainly a dynamic there at play. But I wouldn't say that it is an issue that has risen to the level of their sparring over healthcare or even their sparring over the opioid crisis and how Baldwin handled a particular incident with opioids at a state veterans hospital a few years ago.
What was that?
So what happened there was in 2015, there was a scandal about a doctor at the VA overprescribing opioids. Mm-hmm. Baldwin has acknowledged that things didn't go as they should. She disciplined a member of her staff. But Vukmir is saying, look, Baldwin didn't do enough to stand up for Wisconsin veterans. And so she says that kind of leadership is really inexcusable and not what we need right now.
What are the polls saying?
The polls are really interesting because we had a new poll come out this week that has Baldwin with an 11-point lead, which is a major shift from the last poll we got, which had her just out by 2 last month. So these issues and this debate over the past month, at least in this survey, have worked in Baldwin's favor.
You know, you mentioned the governor, Scott Walker, who is definitely a conservative Republican in Wisconsin. We also think of Wisconsin as the state that produced Russ Feingold, who was a very liberal Democrat. Why do you think Wisconsin has these two opposite sides of the political spectrum that managed to get elected?
It's just that's the million-dollar question. There are these incredibly strong, incredibly different political forces at work mm-hmm. here. Wisconsin has that progressive history. Wisconsin was the birthplace of a lot of progressive ideas, kindergarten, workers' compensation, a whole host of things. I think it's the makeup of the state, and I don't want to say that our urban-rural divide is any different from certainly other places across the country that have, you know, some more liberal voting centers in their urban areas and a more rural population. And as economic times have changed, as there's been a shift away from manufacturing, et cetera, I think that political identity as a progressive state has come to be at odds with other forces, economic, social, et cetera, that has led to the rise of Scott Walker and sort of those pragmatic economic changes, the things that he has pushed for in recent years and been very successful.
That's Laurel White, who is state politics reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And you can find our other Senate Tracker conversations at hereandnow.org. We're doing one every week until the election.